Hungary's gone from basically being a liberal democracy to at least a soft autocracy. And I said, how did that happen? And he said, well, Orban got elected on right-wing populism. He enriched some cronies through corruption who then finances politics. He then had them buy up the media and turn it into kind of compliant media that's pro-Orban. He redistricted the parliamentary seats to entrench his party in power. He made it easier for his supporters to vote and harder for his opponents to vote. He packed the courts with far-right judges who would find in favor of his power grabs. And he wrapped this whole thing up in an us versus them message, us, the real Hungarians against them, the liberal elites, the Muslims, the gays. And look, this is the playbook, and it's happening here now. And I think what's scary is it's happening even you know, if you look at the last guardrails, I think it's the military and the justice system, right? Those are the last things that kind of, you know, civilian control of an apolitical military and an impartial justice system are kind of the ultimate final guardrails of democracy. And they're going squarely at that. And so if you have the military in the streets, potentially being used for the president's personal interest and political purposes, and you've got a justice department that is exists essentially to kind of go after Trump's enemies and not go after, by the way, people that he likes, you have the ingredients all assembled for this to get real very fast.